The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
My great pleasure to invite Lady Gaga.
Dr. Tedros, I would like to thank the World Health Organization and the United Nations, as well as Global Citizen. Thank you very much, Dr. Tedros and Hugh Evans, for all of your leadership in this fight against COVID-19.
The Global Citizen Lady Gaga One World at Home concert to support the World Health Organization is the moment when Hollywood draws the line in the sand as blatantly as possible between the American people and Hollywood's globalist masters. Over 20 million Americans are fighting to file for unemployment.
I dial the number and it's just like a busy, like beep, 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 and then it just keeps beeping. That's all there is.
Brianna Marshall of Milwaukee is a hairstylist and a mother, and one of more than 76,000 Oregonians filing for unemployment benefits right now.
And I have called, I can't even count anymore, just over and over, I mean, probably 300-400 times.
Small businesses that have been around for decades are permanently closing. And the measly $1,200 check promised to all of us by the government hasn't reached as many as it should have.
And when we recognize that the average American household has an income of $4,000 a month, a $1,200 check isn't going to go very far.
The Satanists in Los Angeles want all eyes on their million-dollar quarantines to support a foreign entity led by a Chinese-installed director Tedros, who propagandized three cholera outbreaks in Ethiopia and has now directly caused the deaths of thousands of Americans due to touting Chinese disinformation.
We know roughly the timeline. We know that China concealed it from the WHO. We know that the WHO aided at worst looked the other way if they weren't actively aiding and abetting this. And we know that China locked down Wuhan and prevented, shut down domestic flights, especially flights to Beijing, but did not shut down international flights. So at best for the Chinese government, there is negligence. At worst, it may be that this thing got out, infected a bunch of people. The Chinese government knew, the Communist Party knew that they had a real problem on their hands and figured, hey, if it's going to infect China, why should we stop it from going around the world? Because we can't have China's position relative to the rest of the world be weakened.
Global Citizen and the World Health Organization have received an incredible outpouring of support.
Thank you, World Health Organization.
The United Nations urges us to think global and act locally to prevent future outbreaks. Here to tell us more is Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres.
Thank you for your support for the life-saving work of the World Health Organization and the other humanitarian agencies.
Yes, liberal snowflakes, Orange Man Bad isn't going to send the largest donation per year to the World Health Organization. That can now be the dishonor of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
There's a lot of vaccine candidates that we're backing, and I'm optimistic by late next year, one of those will come out. And we need to make sure that gets out to everyone in the world.
For anyone even slightly aware of the actual truth behind the Chinese SARS devastation, Hollywood has revealed themselves as they truly are. Arrogant, misinformed, spoiled assholes who would rather support a foreign power that is responsible for sending the United States over a cliff than support the efforts of their own republic. John Bound reporting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, John Bound reports can all be found at band.video. Now, today is going to be a little different than yesterday. I'm making a pledge to my crew and to you, the audience, that I'm not going to scream and get outraged. I hope I don't break that promise. In fact, I kind of wish I didn't make that promise, but that's going to be my effort. And if you take a look at my desk today, you'll see that I have stacks and stacks and stacks of news, which will hopefully distract me from my rage at the fact that our country, our rights are under attack right now. And we're under an intentional sabotage of our economy, and people are not acting as this is the case, but it is the case. And so, yes, it is troubling and it is enraging, but I'm going to do my best to lay out all this news so that you can see what we're really facing here in the next 6 months. This is the InfoWars War Room is raw. We are live here on this Tuesday, April 21st, 2020, broadcasting to band.video, which, oh my gosh. What is the deal, guys, with did we have, I mean, this could be like our leading story. My head was just, I mean, I did a swan dive into the news today, and I've just got stacks and stacks. I've got two guests coming on today. We're going to have an anonymous caller that I told you about yesterday. This individual and some people he was with are now facing tens of thousands of dollars in fines for violating stay-at-home orders. I've got other news on that. It's going to be worse in California specifically. That individual is coming up, but for obvious reason wants to protect, well, some obvious reasons, some not to you, wants to protect their identity. But I was just thinking too, because I say we're live at band.video. It was reported that we had literally our fiber optic cables cut and stopping our live stream videos from going out. I never even followed up to check. Do we even know anything about that, guys? Did we ever get an answer on that? I'm already off the rails and I'm not even 2 minutes into talking. But it's like we're being totally sabotaged. Like somebody's literally chopping our arms and legs off and it's like we're not even talking about it. But that's just the stuff we deal with, folks. That's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so imperative. And, you know, I'm not going to be like Nancy Pelosi, and we'll air the video today, where she is just showing off her just exorbitant wealth while telling you to stay inside and suffer and lose your job and go broke financially. She's sitting here talking about how she just got her $25,000 refrigerator restocked with the best chocolate ice cream that she probably can't even eat. It'll probably go stale in her fridge. I mean, after you've had a gallon of vodka, how much ice cream can you really drink? Where's the vodka freezer? But my point is, I thank this audience for keeping me employed. I cannot salute this audience enough. I cannot tell you how grateful I am to still be working, to be on the air, to still have InfoWars as a platform. Heck, you know it. I mean, they run the graphic. I've been banned everywhere, folks. I got nothing left. I got banned out video. They cut the cables to that. You know, what do I do? I can't thank this audience enough. And I didn't plan on starting the show today with a plug. But it's just, it came to my mind when I just said that, hey, we're live streaming band on video. I forgot people are literally trying to cut our cables, folks, to stop us from going out. We had people in Austin, Texas. We used to be on a pirate radio station out here. We had nothing to do with it. It was just somebody picked it up. We used to be on a pirate radio station out here. Somebody literally went out and sabotaged the towers to stop us from broadcasting here in Austin. So I'm already off the rails here, but that's just some of the stuff that the surface level stuff, but it's like an iceberg. It's worse beneath the surface. So I can't thank the audience enough for putting up with me half the time I'm ranting and raving, but most of the time it's just your support at InfoWarsStore.com gives me a platform, allows me to work, allows me to stay employed, allows me to have this great crew. Seriously, just a stud crew. I mean, we got a lot of great crews here at InfoWars, but I've somehow been fortunate enough to wind up with the best crew. I'd put this crew to the test with any other crew in media, and I would not be lacking in confidence that this crew could win any challenge. So thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, it's all possible. And you know what? You've heard me talk so much about the Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filters. I take all the supplements. I was just talking before the show about how, with one of the crew here, how great the Turbo Force is. I was telling him, hey, I take the Turbo Force before I go exercise. He was like, yeah, you know, that makes sense because I'm sitting here. I drink Turbo Force at 3 and I've got energy till like 10, but I want to go to bed. I'm like, yeah, you got to get some exercise in. And he was like, oh, wow. Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off right now. But folks, here, I wasn't going to have time to get into all this news here anyway, but I can kind of put some ideas as to where we're going to go before we bring on this guest coming up to tell you about what's going on in California. But folks, there really are no words. It's like me trying to describe for you a Picasso painting. I mean, I couldn't really do it. It's busted. It's broken. But somehow it's beautiful. Somehow it's art. That's where we are. That's where we are right now. It's like everything's busted, everything's broken, but there is a picture. There is gravity. There is something that is connecting us here. And so what is the busted, what is the broken nature of this? Well, you've got protests happening around the nation to reopen the economy, and you've got Bill Barr getting behind this, talking about using the DOJ to make this possible, but really just to say, hey, the governors can't tell you not to work. I'm going to be listing. I mean, I got all the stuff coming up, and I need more. And the crew's already doing everything they can, but it's like, I want to know every protest that's coming up. And I've already got here the list of them in California, in Wisconsin. Of course, ours coming up here in Texas, in Austin this Saturday. We've got Alabama this Saturday. I've got Oklahoma somewhere around here. I got Oklahoma. It's just, it's everywhere. But then you have the Democrats saying, oh, no, no, no. And just as I predicted, they're getting ready to twist this and blame it on Trump. And now you have Democrats literally saying Trump is guilty of war crimes. See, now, I said I wouldn't get upset up here, but this is where we get, folks, is that somebody coming up to you, spitting in your eye, kicking you in the groin. And I guess really I just need to turn the other cheek because the world is watching and seeing who these people are. But the fact that they're so low, see, that's what it is. Someone like Ayanna Pressley and these people are so low, they go into the gutter. It's like, I want to put on my hazmat suit intellectually and get into the gutter and just savage them. But then I become a gutter rat. Then I'm in the gutter. Then I'm filled with the filth that they put out there. But I have to go into the filth intellectually to expose it. So no, it's not Ayanna Pressley calling out the World Health Organization, who is still lying about this, still covering it up. No, it's Trump, because that was the plan from the beginning. And the truth is, these average Democrats don't have the IQ of a ham sandwich. But you see, what they do understand is get Trump at every level. That's really all they can understand at this point. So anything happens, blame Trump. But the world is watching. They're seeing this. I just get mad because I don't like people coming up and spitting in my eye. You know, it's like you talk trash long enough, but eventually we're going to be in the same place at the same time, punk. And that's the time where you can step your ass up and say it right to my face. But see, they don't do that. They go on MSNBC. They go on Good Morning America. They go on CNN, where they know their message will be accepted and amplified as the total propaganda that it is, because they're all in it together. But see, I'm already ranting and raving. So we've got that going on. Democrats calling for increased lockdowns, blaming Trump, while the American people are saying, no, enough of this, time to reopen. The state of Missouri, with their attorney general and Josh Hawley leading the way. Man, I mean, I can't get distracted. It's just so many things go through my mind, folks. I'm sorry. And I'm trying to stay on the path here today. Hawley and the AG in Missouri suing China for billions of dollars. That's Attorney General Eric S. Schmidt. And he's saying, look, it doesn't matter how many people we have infected. Our economy's been devastated because of this Chinese virus. We're suing them to hell. Where are the rest of the leaders in this country? Where are they? Are they just so cowardly? And then we've got news out of North Korea. Kim Jong-un's health is in question. Oh, well, CNN has already said how much they love Kim Jong-un's younger sister, so she would be next in line. So I'm sure CNN is just foaming at the mouth to get the younger sister in there because they like to work hand in hand. See, Kim Jong-un may have enough sense to know what CNN is, total dirtbag garbage. But see, the younger sister says, well, I can run propaganda anywhere. I love CNN. And CNN says, yes, we will run your propaganda, Jong-un. Young one. And so all that and more coming up. But when we come back, folks, special guest, an anonymous guest, has to protect his identity. And it's for very important reasons. But folks, we're going to tell you what's going on in California. It is criminal.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to mention the other massive news story, maybe the biggest news story today, in fact. President Trump has signed an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. Maybe a day late and a dollar short, maybe not, but the deed is done. Now, when I heard the story that we're about to share with you yesterday, and in fact, I'm not going to lie, I heard about it pretty much right at 3 o'clock, and it sent me into a fit of rage. And I'm glad this individual is willing to join me on air here today to tell the story. And I'm just going to let this individual, we're going to call him Jay, wishes to remain anonymous. We're going to have him tell the story. But folks, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars in fines handed out for citizens just walking on the streets of America. Now, if that isn't, again, this is beyond Nazi Germany. This is beyond fascism. This is total tyranny. This is total imprisonment of American citizens. So Jay, who wishes to remain anonymous, we're just saying Jay right now as his code name. Thank you for joining us today. Tell the story about what happened to you and some individuals you were with for daring to not stay at home like the Nazi governor of California ordered you to, and then the fines that are shocking in the amount that were levied against you.
Yes, this is in Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm getting my lines crossed. I forgot you were in Laredo, Texas. I was thinking about in California. My bad. Go ahead.
This is in Laredo, Texas, at a car wash. We have a curfew that's been set by the city that we cannot be out after 10 p.m. And they just opened up the car washes. They had closed all the car washes for almost 3 weeks that they had not allowed anybody to use any car washes due to the they're using the virus as a reason to close the car washes. They had just opened them up, and that night several people were out there washing their cars. I was one of them. I knew some of the people that were also washing their cars there. They were friends of mine that were washing their cars.
And is this just one of those places where you basically pull up your car into, kind of the semi-garage area, and then you're in control of the hose and everything?
Yes, it was one of those. And we were already done. We were about to leave. It was a little bit past 10. It was 10:25 when we were all leaving. And a police officer pulled in to the place where we washed their cars at, and he told all of us not to leave and to get out of our vehicles. We did exactly what he told us. You know, we're not going to argue with a police officer. And while he had us there waiting, a couple more police officers pulled up, and they began citing each and every one of us for being out there. It was 20 minutes past 10 o'clock, and we were leaving when he prevented us from leaving. He could have given us a warning, but instead of a warning, he gave every single one of us a $4,000 ticket, a citation for being out there. What was even crazier about all of this was there was a dad with his two teenage sons, one of them being a senior in high school, and they gave each of them $4,000 fine. That's $12,000 to one family.
Now, not only is this cruel and unusual punishment, which is totally unconstitutional and illegal, this is not the police serving and protecting the people. No. You're not threatening anybody. You're cleaning your own car. Other people are cleaning their cars. And then the cops want to make a huge scene of it. Did they seem to be enjoying this, or were they willing, kind of just like feeling like they had to write you the citation? What was kind of the emotion, or what was the feel of the situation?
There's some things that the city also asked for. They wanted people to be within 6 feet of each other. You're not allowed to be close to other people. And we were abiding by the 6-foot rule that they set. And every one of us had our masks. It was just a little bit past curfew. Now, we're not children. We're grown adults. You know, the man that was there with his kids, you know, they're also, they're not children. They're teenagers in high school, his kids. They could have given us a warning. you know, instead of giving us a $4,000 fine.
Which still would have been overreach, but at least they wouldn't have, you know, tried to financially crush potentially. I mean, who knows what people are going through right now during this recession and everything. I mean, $12,000 of fines could crush somebody. Now, I'm curious, did anybody ask the officer, are we under martial law or by what law are you giving us this citation? And what was the response?
One of the people that was there was actually kind of arguing with the officers about the reason why they kept us there and didn't let us leave since we were already leaving. And it was just a little bit past 10 and we were all headed home and they didn't care. They were, it seemed to be not like they were enjoying it, but they wanted to do it.
Like a power trip. Like there was kind of like, we didn't want to, but now that we're doing it, like, yeah, we have this power.
Yes, because it is a huge, huge power difference that they have now because of this ordinance that they're enforcing.
Now, have you spoken to a lawyer about this? Do you plan on paying these fines or what is your strategy for this?
Well, we don't have money for an attorney, so we're kind of just going to see what's going to happen with when we go to court, if they're going to actually, you know, enforce this $4,000 fine, because that's what it says on the citation. Each one of us got, it says $4,000 on the fine. There is no explanation on the ticket. It says that we violated a COVID-19 something. I'll read to you what it says. It says special order COVID-19. That's all it says. And it's two citations in each ticket. And each one just says that. It doesn't say anything else. It doesn't say, you know, past curfew or
can just use that for anything. I mean, this is so dangerous. I can't even imagine. Now, if I were you, and this is also to other potential people that may have to endure this, if I were you, I would seek out a lawyer immediately. I know these things are expensive. My guess is you could probably find one pro bono, considering how extreme this case is and how on a national and international level the coronavirus is being covered. But folks, if this happens to you, you need to ask the officer first thing, are we under martial law? Are we under martial law? And just continue. Are we under martial law? Make them think about what it is they're doing. And I would record the whole thing. Jay, we've got 60 seconds left here. Anything else you want to talk about this experience before we let you go?
Yeah, this is horrible because we just found out today here in Laredo that they extended this for another 30 days. So
curfew again, at 10 p.m.
The whole thing, the curfew, the stores closing, everything has been extended for another 30 days. So even though I know that the governor is trying to start to open things up, this town is doing the opposite.
Who is there a Democrat mayor of Laredo doing this?
It's not so much the mayor, it's the city council.
Which I'm guessing is probably all Democrats.
I'm not sure, sir.
Well, that's all right. Hey, thank you so much for giving us your time. And if you do want to come back on and give us a development or even go public about this and ask for help financially, we'll have your back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stay focused today. I'm going to try to maintain my cool, but I am going to need a fresh brew of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. That's the only thing that might keep me sane today as I'm finishing my first cup right now. There's so much news to get to. I think it's just going to be a situation where I just got to pick a stack and just pile drive through. But I think it's worth mentioning before we get to that, the bombshell. And this is so huge. This is so huge and it's so overdue. But President Trump today, and he puts this out on Twitter last night, executive order, I don't believe was signed today. In fact, guys, will we see it? I don't know if he signed it yet. But he says, In light of the attack from the invisible enemy, capitalized, as well as the need to protect the jobs of our great American citizens, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. You know what I like to do? This is an old Jack Buck thing from 62, but pardon me while I stand and applaud. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you. Hallelujah. And you see, they want to make a big thing about this on the left, like, you're anti-immigrant, you're a xenophobe. No. You want to do this thing where anything common sense is somehow racist. This is common sense, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm serious about boycotting this census. I'm done putting up with it. I have to fill out a census or I'm punishable by law when you don't even ask if it's a U.S. citizen taking it or not. And then federal funds are given to illegal immigrants and they rewrite the Electoral College based off of this census that doesn't even ask, are you a citizen? So they can literally bring in 50 million illegal immigrants, put them in New York, put them in California, and then say, oh, look, the population went up. We have to give more electoral votes to New York and California because they want to create a situation. The Democrats, everything's political to them. I got more proof of that coming up. They want to create a situation where they dominate the Electoral College with New York and California. Now, they already have that, but it's not enough. And they've been trying to turn Texas blue as their checkmate, and they haven't been able to do it yet, even with their fake Beto. So they want to jack up the Electoral College in New York and California. The 2020 census is the tool, is the method. Oh, no citizenship question, but look at the population of New York and California, it went up so much. We don't know if they're citizens or not. We don't damn care. And by the way, we got a guest coming up, I believe tomorrow, to talk about the Gavin Newsom scam. This guy needs to be investigated. I got more news on that coming up. But you have to understand, folks. And see, the president gets it, but he's playing patty cake with these guys. And I just don't understand why. I really don't get it. And see, I understand it now if you're an Ivanka Trump. She seems to love to play patty cake all day long. I used to say, hey, Ivanka Trump, first female president. Not anymore. Way too left-leaning, way too patty cake for me. Don Jr., different story. But for the president to stop immigration now, it isn't too late overall, but it is too late. It should have happened a long, long time ago. And then we can say this, hey, look, we bend over backwards and taken more refugees in this country and more asylum seekers in this country than every other country on planet Earth combined. We can't do it anymore. Our infrastructure and our economy is collapsing. We give out more foreign aid to third world countries and not even third world countries, just for, you know, the World Health Organization, NATO, all this other bull crap, UN, shut it all down. Shut it all down. Say we give more foreign aid than every other country on earth combined. We're shutting it all down. We're shutting all the foreign aid down. We've got Americans going broke. They're going to see that money. We're shutting all immigration down. We've got Americans that need jobs. They're going to get that employment. That's common sense. And the media can come out and cry racist all day long. It won't matter. These are black people. These are brown people. These are white people, red people, polka dot people, purple people. It doesn't matter. They're going to see it and they're not going to think about skin color. They're going to think about opportunity. They're going to think about common sense. And then almost lost my cool there. The morons, the fakers on television are going to look like donkeys up there talking about racism. Let them do that. But this is so key for Trump to be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. And I would even say indefinitely, until we get some of this crap figured out with illegal immigration, foreign aid, and refugees, because it's out of damn control. And then what happens? The American people get blamed for everything. Trump gets blamed for the coronavirus spread, even though it knowingly came out of a lab in Wuhan, China. I mean, my God. But it gets worse. See, and this is the key, folks. This is what's really so frustrating about this to me at the core. When you actually measure everything in the response, what does it equal? This was a man-made virus that came out of the Wuhan lab. Look at how China responded. Remember, cement trucks of aerosol spray going around in Wuhan? Why do you think they did that, folks? They know the virus escaped the lab. So yeah, they were doing all of this stuff in response because they knew they had just had a biological disaster. Or they did it intentionally, and then they were doing all this to gaslight the world. But when you're China and you suspend domestic flights from Wuhan but allow them to go out internationally, now you're committing war crimes. Now you're committing crimes against humanity. Now you need to be investigated and brought to justice, which I would love to just see a world military tribunal, the Chinese Communist Party, the Politburo, the people in this Wuhan lab get brought for questioning, and then we can finally maybe settle this civilized. But if we can't do that, well, I mean, heck, we got some big old bombs, don't we? Oh my gosh, did Owen Schroyer just call for bombing China? They just released a man-made virus on the entire planet and lied about it. If we're not going to have an investigation, what are we going to have? Just let China poison the world whenever they want? How many people died from coronavirus? Are you going to point at China for making the virus, for intentionally spreading the virus? Are they going to do it again? But no, what are the Democrats doing? What are the media doing? It's Trump's fault. And I have to maintain my cool right now because my blood is already boiling. The level of dishonesty, the level of fraud, the level of lying is unparalleled at this point. And they keep climbing the ladder. Russian collusion, Ukrainian quid pro quo. I mean, they just keep climbing the ladder. The Me Too movement, it was all them. Literally everything they've aimed against Trump was them. Me Too movement, they were all hanging out with Epstein. They all knew about the Hollywood abuse. Russian collusion, folks, that's another thing. All the Russian collusion stuff is coming out right now. We're getting new emails. We're getting new texts. We're getting new redactions. The Senate Intel Committee just released a brand new report. It's a bunch of hogwash. And for me, it's like if you go to a hockey game that goes 7 overtimes, okay? So you just went to a hockey game that had 7 overtimes. And you're like, wow, what a historic game. 10 periods of hockey. And someone comes up to you and says, do you remember everything that happened in the first period? And you're like, first period? I don't even remember the first overtime. But that's what this is like now. It's like we have so much coming in about how this Russian collusion hoax was perpetrated by the Obama FBI, the Obama CIA, Brennan using back channels illegally to do so, Christopher Steele basically a double triple O agent that they all knew about, and then they come out with the Senate Intel report that's like, well, we did investigate Russia and they were meddling for sure, but sometimes for Hillary, sometimes for Trump, and they always do that. So what? That's a waste of time. The crimes happened in the Obama White House. The crimes happened from Clapper and Brennan and Comey. Those are the criminals.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Folks, this is hilarious. This is so dynamic, actually. Headline just went live at Infowars.com from Jamie White. New York Times defends spirit cooking witch. That's literally what she is. That's not a play on words, folks. She's literally a spirit cooking witch. She literally has videos of her getting self-mutilated, her rubbing, well, let's just say human excrement and other such things, bodily fluids on walls. With messages, folks, I mean, literally this is like, you want to talk about a modern day devil worshiping witch? That's literally Marina Abramovich. Okay. Now she's worshiped by the likes of Bill Gates and the Podestas and the Clintons and Jay-Z because they are also Satanists. But the New York Times is defending this witch. So the New York Times defends Satan. And then, I mean, Fox, I'm sorry, this is just they're literally defending Satan. I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. And then the crew's pointing out, too, how the CEO of the New York Times is directly tied into 30 years of Jimmy Savile, the known pedophile at BBC. I mean, folks, like, these people have been totally outed. But here's why this is so dynamic. So the New York Times is citing InfoWars as the source of this illegitimate outcry against Marina Abramović. Now, here's the thing. There's an element of truth to this, but in reality, this is fictional because, yes, InfoWars has been at the forefront of calling all these people out for decades. Yes, InfoWars has been at the forefront as next year's news today, pointing out the spirit cooking by Abramović, pointing out the Podestas being a part of it with their weird art, pointing out the Clinton connection with the WikiLeaks. So yes, like, but it's not we're behind the outcry. We just showed the world who Marina Abramović was. Folks, I mean, so it's like we're behind the outcry in that we exposed Marina Abramović. But as far as are we behind the outcry of people being all aghast that Microsoft would promote Marina Abramović as the one for the future of art? No, because guess what? We're not even allowed on social media. So it's like you host a party and you kick everyone from InfoWars out of the party. And so nobody can be at the party if they're from InfoWars. And then someone like spills champagne in the kitchen. And you're like, damn it, InfoWars has done it again. And it's like, wait a second. No one from InfoWars is here. You kicked everyone. It doesn't matter. Damn it, InfoWars is sabotaging everything we do. But so it's like, no, this is like Brian Stelter said, this is the InfoWars-ing of the world. Even that's illegitimate. This is just the reality. InfoWars could never exist ever. Marina Abramović is still a Satan worshiping witch. So, I mean, the fact that we just pointed out just allows the world to see who these people are, but they don't even hide it anymore. An article on the conspiracy theory website InfoWars, oh, like the coronavirus came out of a Wuhan lab, accused Microsoft of working with a, quote, witch. That's what she is. Quote, a black magic performer. Quote, a Luciferian individual. She does spirit cookings, rubbing human excrement and bodily fluids as part of her art. She does self-mutilating art. I mean, what do you think? Death cult art. But, hey, give us credit. You think this makes us look bad? It's like someone comes over to me and says, oh my gosh, wow, do you feel bad that you've been banned on the internet? Oh, do I feel bad that Hitler hates me? Oh, do I feel bad that the most corrupt people in tech, in media, and in government want me banned? Oh, I'm supposed to feel bad? But you see, that's part of the brainwashing, is that no matter how corrupt they are, they're still the establishment, so you must comply. I just can't even imagine. It's like the same thing, like, I saw Bill Gates on Twitter, and everyone's mad at Bill Gates and saying how bad he is, and his vaccines are killing people in Africa, and his mosquitoes are killing people in Brazil, and it's all InfoWars' fault. It's like, excuse me, hold on. We're banned from that platform. We're not even there. But it doesn't matter. InfoWars is the boogeyman behind everything good. And when we just want to enslave humanity and lie to them, and then there's just InfoWars are just still there defeating our lies. We just want to make the entire planet slaves. Why won't InfoWars go away? We just want the entire future generations of the world, when they see the first holographic art, to know that Marina Abramović is the hero that gave us this and her name should live in infamy, and InfoWars dares point out the fact that she's a devil worshiper. Why won't InfoWars just let us cement devil worshiping witches into history for your children to worship? Why?
Why won't InfoWars just let us vaccinate the entire planet? Why won't InfoWars just let us spread a virus out of a Wuhan lab and then point out how it came from China and China lied about it and the World Health Organization is still covering for China? Why won't InfoWars just let us get away with these war crimes? What is wrong with these people? Hi, I'm the New York Times, and I just want you to live in confusion and desolation and be unhealthy and worship the devil like Marina Abramovich and worship China and the World Health Organization. And InfoWars keeps pointing out all the facts about these people and entities, and then you won't accept the mark of the beast. Ah! I hate InfoWars. Does that sum it up? Did I get it? Did that hit home, guys? That's where we're at. That's where we're at. But again, hey, look, the reason people are like, why are you so nice to Jared Holt? Guys, Jared Holt is literally the only person who's ever written a story about me, a negative hit piece about me, that even reaches out for comment. So I at least give him credit. That's a tip of the hat. All these other people at Media Matters and all the other people at Mother Jones and the New York Times and all Washington Post and all the people that write hit pieces on me, not a single one ever reaches out for comment. Ever. Because they're frauds. Because they're cowards. They're the people that talk trash on you behind your back at a party, but as soon as you show up, oh, they're the biggest fans of you. I just can't. I mean, how do I say this? It is really just so heavy. Everything we're going through right now. And, you know, I realized something, too. Last night, just being a news heathen. And I was watching a bunch of Q stuff. And I realized something about Q. You see, Q has become such a worldwide phenomenon that it doesn't matter if it's fake or not. All these people know Hillary Clinton is the human equivalent of a she-devil. All these people know the Podesta's art. And so whatever the fate of it is, it doesn't even matter. It's like whatever the fate of InfoWars is, it doesn't even matter. It's all about exposing these people. It's like, Owen, why didn't you just put your sign down? Because it doesn't matter what my fate is. The fate of free speech matters. The fate of reality matters. The fate of truth and justice matter. Not whether Schroyer gets his ass thrown in a cage for 27 hours for his free speech. It's that he uses that example to show you how free speech is under attack, how justice is discriminatory. So it's the same thing. Q's fake, Q's real. It doesn't even matter. What's real is that Hillary Clinton has been caught with Laura Silsby in Haiti. Oh, and now they're going for Puerto Rico. Remember that joke Trump made at the, I believe it was a 2016 White House Correspondents' Dinner. What was the joke? He said something about how Hillary Clinton has robbed villages of Haiti, but not like robbed them money, like literally rounded up entire villages in Haiti and like captured them, like the people, not anything money, like the people with Laura Silsby. Folks, they've been caught. And, you know, the craziest thing about it, too, is that, oh, by the way, Pedogate 2020 has now been suspended from YouTube. And so, as usual, my instincts were right on. It had nothing to do with promoting these protests. That's their excuse, folks. It was all about Pedogate 2020. Look, you guys have been caught. You're known pedophiles. You're known child kidnappers. You're known Satan worshipers. We know who you are. Where are you going to hide? Where are you going to run?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, folks. I just wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I'm going to try my best not to do that right now. But if you're tuning in right now, you're basically a miracle that you're tuned in, because and I'm trying to get the bottom line of this, and I can't even get an answer. And so, believe me, I'm dealing with my own frustration here. And so all I can say is that we're being sabotaged. Our live streams are being sabotaged. Our websites are currently being sabotaged. I'm trying to get answers to the questions I have. I can't even get answers. So people are asking me what's going on. I don't even know. I wish I could tell you. But this is the underground ghost transmission that, of course, you're going to have to go to lengths to get it. Of course, it's going to be staticky. Of course, you're going to have the antenna perfectly straightened, because that's the level of the censorship that we're dealing with. And I realized something as Tom Papert is joining us for this hour. Tom, this is kind of a twofold issue. Individually, my account was taken down off of Twitter because I shared Pedogate 2020. I think that's totally confirmed. Now, they're saying it's because I'm promoting rallies and everything, but that's happening nationwide and people aren't getting pulled off for that. That's a facade. However, but that's in the short term. In the small frame, in a single frame, I was banned off Twitter for promoting Pedogate 2020, which has now been pulled off of all the social media, because it totally exposes Pizzagate, folks. Pizzagate was real. It was never debunked. It fully exposes all of it. But that's, you can go look at that and do that investigation for yourself. But in the long term, Tom, the real reason why InfoWars is under attack unprecedentedly, which is saying a lot, like never before, and why they're currently sabotaging all of our streams today, as we're promoting the fact that here in Austin, Texas, we have a rally coming up Saturday. I've got all the list of the rallies coming up in California, in Wisconsin, in Alabama, everywhere. We're keeping track of this. We're getting the people organized and activated. Tom, they don't want... Hey, look, there's a virus going around, no doubt. It probably spread worse in New York, it now looks like, because of the subway system. And it came out of a Wuhan lab. This is all known, folks. And by the way, the reason why I think it didn't outbreak in L.A. and it did in New York, because in L.A. they're out in the sun. They're getting vitamin D. They're not all on the subway. They're out on the beach. So they got that vitamin D. They got that fight. They're probably healthier in California, too. And so there's all these things, but we don't talk about any of that. It's just, oh, just give up all your freedoms and we're not going to give you any of the answers and we're going to lie to you about the whole thing. But Tom, I think the reason why they chose today to go full 100% sabotage of our websites and our streams is because they don't want Americans getting out rallying against this. They want to collapse the U.S. economy, but they need their narrative to stick about this coronavirus. And if you have thousands of people going to rallies and nobody getting sick, nobody spreading the disease, well, guess what? Reopen the economy. You have no argument left.
I think you're onto something there. And I think, you know, there's a little bit of a difference, Owen, between you and everybody else promoting these protests, where, you know, it'll be a Facebook group and there'll be a group of citizen activists doing really great work, but nobody really has the big microphone, the big stage to stand on. Now, when it's Owen Schroyer and it's Alex Jones out there saying enough is enough, we want our rights back, you guys are massive, huge. Nobody's ever been anything like you. There will never be another InfoWars, and hopefully InfoWars is here forever. So therefore, you guys create credibility. You guys create a reverb that's going to go through the entire country. We're already seeing that happen after your successful rally last weekend, and they're not going to be able to stop it. So what do? They do what they do every time you guys are on the cutting edge, the bleeding edge that they want you to get off of. They figure out a way to censor you. And by the way, to my libertarian friends, and I'm still a libertarian at heart, but to those of you who 2 years ago said, well, Alex Jones, you've been banned, just make your own streaming service. Well, he did, and now they're trying to ban it. See how that works.
Bingo. Exactly. And so that is just an exhibit of how everything they do is fraud. Even when they're pretending to be truthful, it's like, oh, yeah, we did ban you, but you can just make your own stuff. That's free speech. And then they just sabotage that, too. But I really think, I mean, look, folks, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay inside forever? Eventually, someone's going to have to go outside. Eventually, there's going to be groups of people. Eventually, you're going to have to test this thing. You know, it's like, hey, you can't score a goal if you don't shoot. You know, let's take a shot here. All right, folks. Oh, my gosh. Folks, I'm going to try not to get angry today, but boy, the Lord is really testing me. And that promise I made to you, I'm going to try my best to not blow up today, but man, I'm telling you, man, it's tough. It's really tough. And I can't even say what I want to say because, it's just not beneficial, and B, we just don't even know the truth, but it's the same thing we're dealing with, folks. It's the same sabotage. It's the same group of people every damn time, okay? Every damn time. And if you're tuned in right now, that's basically a miracle. Because, all I can report to you is, yes, our fiber optic cables have been severed. Who knows when they'll be back? You know, that's the kind of thing. And of course, I just need to stop right now, folks. I just need to stop right now. I'm not going to air our dirty laundry here. But boy, oh boy, folks. Boy, oh boy. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I just got punched, you know, like a low blow right now. I'm gasping for air, essentially, okay, with what's going on here behind the scenes. Folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're able to do any of this. And, I mean, who knows? We may need to pull in like $300 billion so we can literally build everything. We'll have to launch our own satellite into space. We'll have to lay our own fiber optic cable worldwide. I mean, you know, that's like the level it's come to now. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry. Tom Papert is with us, Tom. I just received just a low blow, to kick to the groin, and I'm just... I just don't even know how to properly respond. And considering I'm live on air, it's like I'm in this wake right now. But again, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. I drink the Patriot Blend coffee every day. I'm on my second cup right now. I absolutely love it. It's a household item. If you drink coffee, why not get your coffee from InfoWarsStore.com? You're going to love it. I guarantee you. I can't talk enough about the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. I can't talk enough about the water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And we still have emergency food supplies available. All right. Tom, I'm going to try my best to remain calm here today, but it's going to be a challenge, I can assure you. So let's go to Tom Papert now from the National File, one of my regular routine checks for news every day as part of my aggregation. What is breaking right now at National File, Tom Papert?
Well, Owen, in the middle of all this disaster that our country is seeing, I mean, it's an unprecedented cluster. You know what? I can't believe that the week after week I come on your show, and I love coming on your show, but I never get to say anything happy because our country is shut down. Millions of people are unemployed. It's probably going to get to 30, 40 million, but there is a little bit of a silver lining, I guess. It turns out, of course, yesterday, President Trump temporarily, at least, closed down all immigration to the United States of America, something that people like you and me and Alex have been calling for a very long time. Well, now we have a poll that comes out. It's gone from about 40% of Americans supporting a decision like this to 80% of Americans want a complete moratorium on immigration for the foreseeable future. Now, at the same time, our usual enemies, both on the right and the left, the SPLC and multiple Koch brothers sponsored organizations are doing everything they can to tell the people, no, we need immigration. We need immigrants now more than ever. And it seems like it's just not working. So the unintended consequence of trying to get all of these losers wearing their masks and only taking them off for the government teat to come in and feed them, it seems the law of unintended consequences in this case is that we've turned a bunch of soy boy beta cucks on the left into border hawks, which I'm very happy about. At least that's something to come from this disaster.
You know, it is kind of interesting because Trump has put these people in between a rock and a hard place because they always want open borders, but they're also, you know, acting like this coronavirus is a death warrant for anybody that is anywhere near it. And so when Trump says, let's close the borders, now they're kind of faced with, oh, do I hit the racism button or do I hit this is good for the coronavirus button? They really are in a rock and a hard place with this one. And I just, you know, these people are really exposing themselves right now, Tom. You have Jemiah Jamal or whatever that woman's name is talking about political leverage. I've got the clip. We'll probably play it later. Talking about political leverage when it comes to the small business loans and stuff. Political leverage? I thought you cared about the working class. They don't give a damn about all these people care about is power. And you got that. You've got Ayanna Pressley saying that Trump is guilty of war crimes for the COVID spread. I mean, again, 100 years ago, you say something like that, there's going to be a group of people with pitchforks and torches outside of your door looking for a rope. I'm glad that's not happening. That's not a race thing. I'm just saying, you're an enemy of the damn country. You come out, you say something like that, you're a damn enemy. But see, this country's so dead and dilapidated that she knows she can come out and say something like that. No, the world, Tom, I've got the latest news here from the World Health Organization. Coronavirus likely of animal origin, no sign of lab manipulation. Really? Really? So then why is this so contagious? Why does it go after men's testicles, which has now been confirmed in the news? We reported it first. Why have doctors said, why is there HIV spliced into this? So now the World Health Organization is guilty of lying about the coronavirus, guilty of the spread, and Ayanna Pressley is up here blaming Trump? I mean, again, folks, those are fighting words. But we're not a fighting country anymore, Tom.
Well, it just goes to show, I mean, these people, including the WHO, are totally out of touch. I mean, first of all, you've got Congress with it. They're just going to keep throwing money at this problem, throwing more and more money, and these businesses will magically stay open. Well, the fact is, the money goes to payroll, but small businesses have other overheads. They have inventory they have to buy. They have rent that they have to pay. They have electricity bills. They have water bills. They have all kinds of bills. So what happens when these people have to start cutting back their employees by 10% so they can use some of this free government money that's not actually free to pay their lease? Well, then all of a sudden, then it turns into a loan and it's not actually going to help them. It's going to wind up hurting people even more. And then second of all, the WHO is really showing its true colors now, as now that we've cut them off, they're no longer getting the money from the United States, the biggest funder of the WHO next to Bill Gates. Well, now they're just totally cozying up to Bill Gates in China. I mean, if anybody were actually paying attention, and I don't know how many are, I feel like we are, for the by and large, surrounded by sheep who are buying through their masks right now. But for anybody paying attention, the writing is on the wall. China did this, whether it accidentally slipped out of a lab, whether it was intentional. U.S. intelligence sources are saying that they probably did it on purpose just so they could prove how epic and wonderful China is. The writing's on the wall. We know exactly who our enemies are in this world. We know exactly who our enemies are, our political enemies are, here in the United States in Congress. And they're giving us the manual for how to fix our country. The question is anybody going to read it?
I'm still just, I just don't even know how to respond to this anymore. It's just, we've got China knowingly lying and spreading a virus. You got the World Health Organization carrying their water. You got Bill Gates carrying their water. You got Democrats blaming Trump for this. I'm just like in a spin cycle right now, and I'm just getting dizzy. And there's only one answer. Start swinging, man. Like, I don't know, Tom. I mean, I'm not a violent guy. I'm not a confrontational guy. I'm really not. I mean, politically, yes. When I see an enemy, there's no doubt I'm a loudmouth, I'm boisterous, I'm going to be heard. But I mean, just overall, I'm really not that way. But I mean, man, at some point, I mean, folks, I mean, you can get kicked in the balls all day long. At some point, your balls are going to be mincemeat. And so you have to decide, do I want balls that are mincemeat and unfunctionable? Or do I want to have a pair that actually works? Because we're at that point right now, and Ayanna Pressley and the rest of the Democrats are kicking us in the groin, and China and Bill Gates and all these people just kick us in the groin, and if we take many more of these blows, we're not going to have a pair left.
I couldn't agree more. I think that this is the epic social experiment that Alex Jones has been warning for his entire career. They're seeing exactly how long and what Americans will put up with. And it turns out a whole lot. I mean, you have all social media now. If you question the WHO, you will be banned. If you question the Chinese narrative, you will be banned. If you question Ayanna Pressley saying that Trump should be killed like a war criminal, like the Nuremberg trials, then I guess next you're going to be banned for that. It's totally insane, Owen. And this is our new normal.
That's what the World Health Organization says, folks. Literally, right here. WHO warns people, just get used to the new world order.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Sometimes the crew's job is just to keep my head on straight, which is tough because I'm a Tasmanian devil up here. But you know that Cobra Kyle was saying, because he saw me looking forlorn, during that break, just not even speaking, just sipping on my coffee like a young boy that just lost his puppy or something. It's just, it really is just depressing to watch all this happen. But he points out, hey, they wouldn't be attacking like this if they weren't actually losing. They wouldn't be throwing their weight against everything we're doing in America if they weren't really feeling threatened right now. And there is a total element of truth to that, but that makes the battle more real. And when you see the weight that they have, and when you see the influence and power that they have, it is devastating, folks, because we're all connected. And the numbers are already coming out, folks. And if I have time to news blitz, I will in the third hour. I think our phone lines have been sabotaged too, so I can't even take phone calls. Folks, the third world is getting hit with this. People are dying of starvation in the third world worse than ever right now. Why? Because nobody's shipping food. Nobody's shipping supplies. You've got oil tankers sitting out in the Pacific Ocean with nowhere to go. Sitting out in the Atlantic Ocean, nowhere to go. Trump's buying it up, nowhere to store it. And hey, you might say, you know what? That's good. We don't need to be burning this stuff. Fine, fair enough. The point is that the world is suffering no matter how you want to slice it. Oh, don't burn fossil fuels. That makes the world suffer. Okay, fine. People in the third world die by the millions. So what do I say? Well, don't let people in the third world die by the millions. Reopen the economy. Oh, but then the coronavirus spreads. Does it? You don't know that. We don't know about this coronavirus. I'm sorry. It's just unbelievable everything we're seeing. And it's just like, I'm up here like a bull that just got, you know, a stinger in its spine. And all I'm seeing is red. It's like everywhere I turn, I just see red. Breaking news though, folks, this is bombshell. In fact, you know what? I'm glad I have Tom with me because Tom, you need to get your riders on this. I've got the InfoWars riders on this. If this is true, we're looking at WikiLeaks DNC dumps 2.0, but like bigger. You're shaking your head. You may have already known this, but Mike Coudray is reporting this on Twitter. We haven't been able to find any news stories outside of MAGA media, so I've got the crew working on this, see if we can find it, because we don't have enough to work on right now. Breaking, it's being reported that the Gates Foundation, World Health Organization, and Wuhan Institute of Virology have all been hacked and thousands of emails, passwords, and documents have been leaked online. Searching Gates Hacked on Twitter confirms the event did in fact transpire, with many screenshots of the documents, emails, and their credentials still posted. Whoa. Now, why is this key, folks? Because the World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology are the ones to blame for this outbreak. And when you really look at this from a criminal investigative perspective, Tom, this warrants a criminal investigation into the Gates Foundation, into the Wuhan Institute of Virology, into the World Health Organization, and yes, into Barack Obama for funding them as well. And in fact, I was thinking about this last night. Every person that has stepped foot in or out of that lab in the last 10 years, I want their name. I want the name of every person that's come in and out of that lab. And guess what? 99% of them, maybe just innocent people, really thought they were making a vaccine or whatever. That's fine. But you know what? 1% of them, like Bill Gates, maybe not so much. And when you look, I mean, you want to talk about insider trading. You release a virus and then you have the test that you make billions off of. You have the vaccine that you make billions off of. I mean, my God, folks, I mean, that's world-class crime right there on its face. And we're looking right at Bill Gates. I mean, Tom, this could be potentially huge. I mean, we're talking about WikiLeaks, but bigger.
Now, I was debating whether or not to bring that up. We haven't written about it yet. I've been researching it. It seems as though the hack is real. And then, of course, we're running this by legal teams just to see, you know, with WikiLeaks, it's a little bit different. They were the ones who committed the quote unquote crime, which we know isn't really a crime. They're whistleblowers. But if you listen to CNN, then they committed a crime. Now, with this, you can go in if you are, I don't recommend this, but from my understanding is you can either wait until it has been compiled by neutral parties, or you you can actually go in to the infrastructure and see what is in there and poke around. What I have seen are some of the individuals named. I've seen some of the passwords that are used, which are absolutely moronic. The word password has appeared numerous times. I mean, it's not that hard to hack. They learn nothing from Skippy Podesta when his password was password with an at sign instead of an A. I mean, it's the same type of hack from my understanding. And another interesting thing, as we were doing research on this, there was actually another hack of the WHO back in March as all of this happened. So part of me wonders, is this the fallout from that, where they didn't fix their system? They didn't invest in cybersecurity. They didn't do anything to try to keep it from happening again. Or was this information gained all the way back in March, and perhaps these hackers couldn't find anywhere to do with it or anything to do with it, so they just put it out for the world to see? But it's completely fascinating. It's a little bit of a legal gray area from my understanding, and I'm no lawyer, but I have a feeling the stuff as it is unpacked is going to be absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, this is the amazing thing about this too, because it really just shows the ineptitude and the invisible nature of the FBI or the CIA or the NSA or any of these bureaucracies that don't do anything. And I'm sorry, you know, that's a blanket statement. I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of great people doing a lot of great work. But I mean, why is it that people on 4chan have to expose all the weird Satan pedophile stuff that these people are involved in? Why is it that some anonymous thing like Q has to do all this research that the FBI apparently is not doing? Why does Sidney Powell have to come out here as a lawyer and say, yeah, the stuff that was on Wiener's laptop needs to be public, even though they can't handle that? America needs to know who we're really dealing with here, with Wiener and with Clinton. And so for me, it's like, do we sit back and just say, okay, here we go again? These people are going to be totally exposed for what they are, and it's going to be independent people, just citizens of the world, doing the job that the FBI won't do. Or are we ever going to get, I mean, I don't know if you saw Pedogate 2020. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. If I worked at the FBI, I would be investigating all of that yesterday. And when you brought it and you closed the case, you'd be a world hero. Like, where is that? What's going on in these bureaucracies that aren't doing their job? Are they, I mean, seriously, like, are they being threatened? Are they part of it? I mean, what do you think's going on, Tom?
Well, I did see that video, and from my understanding, it was done in consultation with an attorney, and then
others.
And
I'll just say, exactly, I'll just say, not just an attorney, but also, well, I'll just say members of bureaucracies. That's all I'll say.
Well, and so now we've seen, I mean, it's absolutely bizarre. No accusations were made in that video, from my understanding. I could be wrong. No accusations were made, if it's the video that I saw. They didn't say this guy's a pedophile raping children in the basement. They didn't say any of this. All they did was put together these connections that anybody with an internet connection could do, and then turned it over to the authorities. And YouTube and Twitter and Google and the entire infrastructure has all said that you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to connect dots. That's a targeted harassment campaign. And you're right, Owen. The only reason why Joe Schmo on YouTube decided to do this is because the FBI has zero interest.
Which is just unbelievable to me. That's like me being in news and a meteor strikes ground behind me and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. What? I'm not a news reporter. I'm a fraud at that point. So look, we're going to see what comes out from this hack, but this could be monster.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent.
This is the War Room.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I decided to leave sports media and get into politics, that was just a direct instinctual response to seeing all the frauds and liars in mainstream news and just the basic ineptitude of news to deliver the truth or even have any inkling of a truth agenda. And so, you know, my hope is, because I'm like, I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm a bull in the middle of a ring and there's like 500 bullfighters all waving red carpets and I'm just thrusting around like a wild banshee. And so, you know, my hope is that somebody is watching this who's a lot younger than me and growing up and is like, man, you know, Owen Schroyer is really powerful and truthful and he covers news, but man, he's just so crazy. I want to do that, but I want to be more sane. Because I guarantee you, if I could find a way to control my energy, I could probably be more effective, but I can't help it, man. It's like, it's a natural instinct. It's like if you're about to drown in a pool, I've had this happen to me before, wrestling with when I was a young kid, I would go to the local pool and, you know, you act like a tough guy. So the older guys would put you underwater, put you in a headlock. And I remember one time, big old dude had me underwater. I thought I was going to drown. I lifted him up and basically gave him like an F5 Brock Lesnar suplex. And it was just like, because that's like an instinct. It's like, that's where we're at right now, folks. It's like, I'm getting this energy and this strength because America's about to drown, man. Like, we don't have any air left. We got to reopen this economy. We got to arrest the criminals. We got to figure out the truth about this stuff. And we're still just like drowning, like flailing around. Phew. And so really what I probably need is patience and maybe some time away to just clear my mind, which is impossible to do right now. And I've got so much news that I want to get to coming up too. But you know, Tom, another thing that's just breaking as well. Senate strikes deal on $484 billion stimulus coronavirus package. What? We just had $2 trillion. So we're either intentionally breaking the bank. I mean, this is like, I mean, folks, you know, if you see a business owner who's already in debt over his head start taking out massive loans and buying massive ads and all this stuff, you're like, okay, that guy's intentionally trying to tank. Like, that guy's clearly trying to break the bank. I mean, that's where we're at now, Tom. But beyond that, we're getting more money for hospitals and small businesses. Where did the $2 trillion go? I'm serious. Where did $2 trillion go? We just signed less than a month ago, and we're already looking at more trillions for where did the $2 trillion go, Tom?
Oh, and this is part of the insanity with this entire let's just hide under the covers and hope the monster goes away. Out of the $2 trillion with a T, that was $250 billion that went to small businesses and these ridiculous loans. Well, that was all gone in about, I don't know, what, 3 weeks? I mean,
the small businesses didn't even get it.
Well, and beyond that, the ones that did get it, I know a business owner in a large metropolitan area who got $5,000. That's going to pay her payroll. But what about the cost of doing business? What about the cost of the building that she has? What about the cost of the vehicles that she has to keep maintained while nobody is working? So they're going to give us $500 billion. Oh, boy, we got $500 billion. You can get $5,000. You can get $10. You can get $15. You can get $20. What happens if this quarantine, or if this house arrest isn't up in another month? Are we going to do another $500 billion? Would they say 18 months, 24 months? Are we going to do $500 billion a month until the end of time so nobody has to lay anybody up? It seems like it would be a much simpler solution to me and to a hell of a lot of people if your rally was any indication, Owen. And it would be a hell of a lot more simple to just open the damn economy.
You know, if somebody comes in, a foreigner comes in and says, hey, I'm going to crash your economy. I'm going to sabotage your communications. You'd say, well, you're an enemy at the gates. Well, folks, that's China right now. And then if you had people from inside saying, hey, we're going to promote the sabotage of the economy and the sabotage of communications, and then we're going to stop you from organizing, you'd say, well, wait a second, that's a traitor inside the gates. Folks, these people need to be rounded up and arrested yesterday. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, are we going to have America collapse and die before we realize what we should have done months ago? And I mean, I assume the president understands this. And so we're all kind of looking at Trump right now. And you know, I'll be honest, I've got more people texting me, and you're always going to get this, specifically with purists, but I've got more people texting me angry with Trump right now saying, why haven't you turned against Trump? Why are you still on the Trump page? And I understand, hey, our economy is being collapsed. The globalists are running things. The World Health Organization is collapsing our economy. Our communications are being sabotaged. We're not even allowed to organize in public. People are getting fined for organizing. And it's all happening under President Trump. I can't deny that. So I understand that frustration. But I mean, I'm not here to save President Trump's, legacy. I'm not here to save President Trump's
presidency. Only President Trump can do that. But I have to ask myself intellectually the same question. And I've already done it. When do I come out against Trump? Not because necessarily I am against Trump. I'm supporting Trump. But it's like, do I have to come out against Trump for Trump to wake up and realize that his supporters are short of breath right now and they need life support here? They need it. I mean, it's not just about a stimulus. We need to reopen the economy. We need to arrest these Democrats. We need to stop funding the World Health Organization and the UN and all these things forever.
I completely agree. I mean, at this point, the stimulus is it's a nothing. It's a fart in the wind. It's not going to do anything if we don't get the economy up and quick. And of course, that's the new plan. The new plan is, OK, well, now you can go to the grocery store and not have to be 6 feet apart. Oh, boy. See, that's phase one of the reopening. And then phase two is you can go to a bar, but there have to be less than six people at the bar at all times. It's totally insane. It's not going to do anything. Now, I am very critical of the president these days as well, but I want to like him because he has done a lot of good, and even now he tries to do a lot of good. But the fact that Fauci kept his job going into this is insane. Now, of course, you can't fire Fauci because it looks like he's an insane madman to the uninformed normie. But this guy is making our policy. This guy who is friends with Bill Gates, friends with the Soros, is a total insanity that this is the man making our decisions. Dr. Birx doesn't even care enough about her profession to keep a current medical license. She just lets that lapse 15 years ago, and it's no big deal. She knows she's going to work for the government until the day she dies. So it is very difficult to support the president, and he must know that the country cannot continue like this. Now, I believed what he said a month ago, that there will be this pent-up desire to get out and engage in the economy. But at some point, there's not going to be anything left to go back to. We're looking – it could easily – if they don't get this open by May 1st, and I mean really open, Owen, you and I both know we're looking at a second Great Depression, bigger and worse than anything we could have imagined. Meanwhile, China will have had months and months and months of reopening their economy and expanding, and they're expanding into Africa, and they're expanding all throughout Asia. They're building islands in the middle of the South China Sea. So this is essentially surrendering to communist China if we do not open this economy now.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You just put a critical thought into my head, and I cannot believe nobody's asked this before. Oh my gosh, Tom, this is so bombshell. How has nobody, it's like, I'm sitting here with my hand, like I'm an octopus in 500 different cookie jars. So I don't have time to critically go into one issue and go into every crevice. But Tom, what you just said is so key. And you probably don't even realize it because I don't even know what it was, but think about this. China is now moving. That's what it was. China is now moving back into the South China Sea. Why? Because the USS Roosevelt has now been docked, which Captain Crozier was trying to do multiple times, breaking chain of command. And that's because, folks, again, I could give you all the details on this. I don't want to because people are going to accuse me of stuff. But folks, Tom, I just realized it. How did COVID-19 get on that ship to begin with? Think about that. No, I'm serious. If the USS Roosevelt is stationed out at sea, how many people are going from the ship to inland that could have possibly even spread that virus? Is anybody even investigating that? Because now China is back in the South China Sea now that Captain Crozier's wish of it being docked has happened and they're claiming, oh, there's this huge outbreak. How is there an outbreak on that ship?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I'm simply aghast right now, folks. More stimulus money going out. We just signed a $2 trillion bill. Now more of it's coming out. Nobody even knows where it goes. How did coronavirus get on the USS Theodore Roosevelt? How did that happen? I mean, I would open up the phone lines and tell Navy to call in, but those have been sabotaged. So there's that. Tom Packard is with me for another segment. But Tom, I'm not sorry to cut you off here, but I mean, I'm serious. Like, this is just common sense. Okay, the USS Theodore Roosevelt is out at sea. So it's pretty obvious. You can measure who's coming on the ship, who's not. You can get a travel log of that. It's time to find out how the coronavirus even got on this ship. Or I guess, you know, the World Health Organization will come out and they'll tell you,
The COVID-19 has grown wings, and it's now a mutant ninja virus with wings and can fly, and it's now sentient, too. I mean, like, how is nobody even asking these questions? I mean, what? Like, I'm baffled that we haven't already had this answer when this is a months ago in the progress.
Well, the mainstream narrative, which I don't think I buy it wholeheartedly, is that the ship docked in Vietnam and people were allowed to get off the ship. This is, I believe, after it was already called a pandemic by the Chinese Health Organization. So the captain really should have known better than to let his people depart the ships in a tiny country that is so insanely close to the epicenter of this entire pandemic. But he reportedly did let his crew get off, and they went on shore and they had some shore leave, and then they go back on the ship and they apparently brought coronavirus with them. That seems to be the mainstream narrative. That's the narrative that President Trump has repeated.
Oh my gosh.
And as you've said, we now have surrendered the South China Sea to China. They're back to building islands. They're doing whatever the hell they want. And another question that people should be asking is, China is the epicenter. They claim that they had like 4,000 or 5,000 dead. They increased the number and it's still comically low. Nobody with half a brain should be believing it. But so they have now somehow been able to totally reopen their country. They're getting new outbreaks that they claim are coming from foreigners who are going into China or people returning home to China. They're getting new outbreaks left and right, but they're somehow able to reopen their economy, continue shipping cheap plastic crap to the United States of America, and everything is just normal, everyday business in China. Now, there are some areas like if you are a vapor, then you're having a hard time getting your supplies because that all comes from China, but they're getting back to normal. Meanwhile, the entire West is shut down and boarded up the windows and begging the government for another little piece of cheese. So you look at who this benefits. Well, it's benefiting China and nobody else in the entire face of the planet.
Yeah, this is hilarious. So they docked in Da Nang, Vietnam, which was if I'm recalling this correctly, that was Crozier who was wanting to do that. He was pushing for these dockings multiple times, and that's what allowed the spread. I'm sorry, this is just so ridiculous at this point. I mean, it's just like we have no common sense left. We don't ask the real questions. We don't have a real response to any of this. I mean, I'm honestly just aghast that we're dealing with any of this right now. And now it's like, oh, yeah, well, you can go back to work once you have your antibody test or take your vaccine. No, it's just straight up no, man. I'm just stunned. I mean, if I'm looking at this and I don't want to get into I'm telling you, going into the weeds, talking to people about this, Tom, is one of the weirdest things. I'm not going to lie. Like you talk to some people in the military and Marines, and they're like, yeah, the Navy's a joke, dude. Like, don't, everything the Navy does is a joke. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know anything about that. And then you see this story and you read about it and you're like, okay, they docked in Vietnam. They were allowed to go on board. The coronavirus comes back. And then the captain that allowed them to dock is sitting here saying, hey, the coronavirus is breaking out. We need to dock. And then we dock. And then China moves right into the South China Sea strategically. I'm sorry. I'm a little suspicious about this activity.
Owen, the best case you can say, and I have family that have been in the military for 30 or 40 years, and the best you can say is this is negligence that was brought in due to the Obama years. Our military was softened and weakened, and it became a massive joke. Under the Obama administration, it became a breeding ground for social experiments. Let's try bringing in transgender troops. Let's try bringing in exclusively gay. Let's figure out how we're going to ship hormones for transgendered women so they can continue taking their hormones while they're deployed. It became a social experiment and not a fighting force. And by the way, Mattis, who reportedly wanted to run against President Trump early on back in 2016, Mattis was the guy who said we cannot have an effective fighting force without transgender troops. It's absolutely bizarre. So perhaps this captain is of the Obama mindset that, oh no, people are getting the sniffles. We must dock. We must abandon our strategic position. We must end the military as we know it. I'm beginning to wonder if there isn't some of that. Now, of course, I mean, and not, neither of us are accusing anybody of anything, but the other option is willful negligence, where the guy knew what his withdrawal would mean for the geopolitical climate, and he didn't care, or perhaps he wanted to empower China. That's just where the mind wanders. When you talk to people who are in the know, they tell you the same thing. It makes no sense, but yet that's what's happening. I mean, Owen, that's what's happening in the entire country. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, you're not free. In fact, you will get a fine and possibly go to prison if you leave your house, and everybody's too afraid to open their window.
Well, I mean, let's be clear, though. Anything that happens that is then used to attack the President Trump, I'm immediately suspicious of. It's all Jussie Smollett at this point. It's all CBS running footage from an Italian hospital claiming it's New York, claiming it's Philadelphia. At every level, these people are engaged in such fraud at every level to attack the president. They are doing it blindly and in full force. And unless you call it out, and that's the thing, it seems crazy. It seems extreme, but it keeps happening. Russian collusion, Ukrainian quid pro quo, Stormy Daniels. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so, yeah, you know what? I am suspicious. Any Democrat in any position of power is 100% using any leverage they can right now to attack president. So again, I'm not making any accusations, but hey, would I be surprised if some Democrat put ahead of one of the most important naval carrier ships decided that he's going to try to sabotage his own ship to make Trump look bad? Yeah, I don't think that that's beyond the realm of possibility at all. I'm not accusing him of that. I'm simply saying this is where my mind goes, knowing the period of time we're in, knowing all the evidence we have of these exact type of cases in all kinds of different realms.
Absolutely. I mean, Owen, like I said, the worst case scenario is that it was intentional. The best case scenario is that the guy, I mean, the armed forces has very colorful language to describe this, but I will say he was limp-wristed and weak. That is what it comes down to. We fought a war in the middle of the first Spanish flu pandemic. We didn't call off the war because people started to get sick. We started this country, Owen, in 1776 in the middle of a smallpox epidemic, and we continued fighting, and we won against the British, and we became the freest, most prosperous country on the face of the earth. And now there is a virus, so we must continue. We must completely abolish all territory. We must remove. We must withdraw. We must surrender. We must retreat. It makes absolutely no sense if you are a red-blooded American man to look at this and say that that was the right move. And I think that it's a microcosm, right? Because in a wider view, this is benefiting China insanely. The WHO is now their puppet. All social media and all mainstream media is in turn the puppet of the WHO. And President Trump is trying to fight these people. It is completely Chi-Com, socialist, communist, fascist, whatever you want to call it, mercantilist, against 1776 and freedom. And if you just turn on any news station except InfoWars, and for those who are fortunate enough to figure out how to get this stream, you know what I'm talking about. If you turn on anyone else, it is 100% Chinese communist propaganda at this point.
Tom, what is it going? How's it going in Kansas? You know, we're seeing, I think, leaders come in Missouri with Hawley and Schmidt, the AG, the attorney, lieutenant attorney general, or excuse me, I forget Dan Patrick's, I think it's Lieutenant Attorney General here in Texas, is saying, no, we got to reopen now. We're seeing Kemp in Georgia calling for reopen. I mean, now is the time. What is it looking like in Kansas?
Well, we have a far left radical as our governor, and Laura Kelly is a madwoman. She wants the state to remain closed. She goes on CNN every other day. It's a great fun time for her. It's set to expire, these stay at home orders, on May 1st. I'm not holding my breath. Chris Kobach, who, of course, was doomed by the Kansas pattern of electing a Democrat, then a Republican, then a Democrat, could have been our governor during this time. And a lot of people are really upset about that. They think he would have done much better. And we have an exclusive on nationalfile.com where he is slamming that 70-year-old tyrant like never before. So I'm very happy that people are, by the way, going to be massive protests this week here in Kansas. Topeka is going to be jam-packed and crowded with people protesting this tyrant.
Tom Papert, nationalfile.com, letting you know about a protest in Topeka. Is that Saturday?
There's several. You can find them online until Facebook gets rid of them.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, folks. I got an hour left of broadcast time here. And we don't have any guests scheduled as of right now. That could change at any moment. I got a lot of videos to get to. You know, I'm going to be honest. I get into this mode like this, and I just get so revved up, and I just have too much data on my mind, and I just tend to kind of just have just like news vomit here, and then it's just like a spiral. Really, part of me just kind of wants to sit back, let this all play out, and just say, you know what? I'm ready for the boogaloo. Just let me know when it kicks off. I'm ready to go. You know, like, shoot me a message, ping me, come knock on my door. I'm ready for the great boogaloo. Because this is just ridiculous. Jennifer Rubin and the Democrats saying that Trump is racist for shutting down immigration. White people come here too. Which, of course, is really just their anti-white racism showing. The World Health Organization saying that get used to the New World Order. This didn't come out of a Chinese lab. It's like, just let me know when the great boogaloo happens. I mean, can you imagine if somebody comes up to you, spits in your food, pokes you in the eye, and then tells you that water isn't wet? You're just like, all right, like when do we fight? This is a joke. It's like, I can come on here and I'll be perfectly transparent with you folks. I really have to intellectually and philosophically sit back and wonder what I need to do right now. And the motion, the routine is to come here 3 hours a day, give you all the news, inspire, motivate, get fired up, organize. But it's like, I mean, I have stacks of news on my desk, and I'll just tell you this. I didn't want to say it because I don't like tipping my hand, but it's like I won't even have time for it. I've got stacks of news articles on my desk of all the lies that have been written about me that I was going to go through and highlight and then bring it to an attorney and say, I want to sue all these people. But I don't have time for that. I'd have to quit doing this. I'd have to drop everything else if I was going to do that. And I don't have the money for that. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I'm getting to the point where I have the will. But then you realize how all this stuff is stacked against us and you don't want to be exercising in futility. But I mean, it's just such a joke at this point. They're blaming Trump. Trump spread the COVID. Trump's racist. It's like, okay. It's like, let me know when we're ready to actually fight these people and take them down because I'm losing my mind up here pointing it out. But I'm ready whenever the boogaloos kicks off. Just let me know. I'll be at my place. Just let me know. I'll be ready. Now you have, I'm going to get to all these clips. Now you have, I mean, folks, this is an attack on you. You're literally being attacked around the clock. It's like we have no self-defense instincts left at all. YouTube CEO, I may have time for this right now. I can't find it on here, guys. How long is this clip? Let's go listen to the YouTube CEO. This is a woman who wants you to die.
Anything that is medically unsubstantiated. So people saying like, take vitamin C, take
generic, not like medically substantiated, says the CEO of YouTube.
That would be a violation of our policy.
All right, get it off my screen. I can't do this. I, folks, I'm telling you, I want to keep my cool today. I'm telling you, it's just like, that's just, you just waved a red carpet in my face. I'm a raging, hormonal, testosterone-filled bull with a 10-inch dong, 10-foot dong. And these people just keep waving the red. You know what? At some point, I'm not aiming for the red carpet anymore. I'm going after the bullfighter. And that's all these people are, man. And they keep showing us the red carpet and then whisking it away. Eventually, we're going to have to go right into the bullfighter here. Do my best in the next hour to remain calm and go through this news. But it's a real challenge, folks, because I'm quite frankly getting sick of it. I want action. I want people arrested. I want to see indictments. I want to see the death penalty. Because right now, America is getting the death penalty. Right now, free speech is getting the death penalty. And it's unwarranted, undeserved, and criminal how it's being rolled out. And man, I'm telling you, my blood is boiling inside, folks. My blood is boiling inside. Not even for me. My blood is boiling inside because you have Democrats going around cheering on the death of this country. And they're using this narrative of, oh, you want to put a paycheck over people's lives. You know, again, someday we're going to be in the same place at the same time. And that's when you can step up and say that to my face. See, they'll never do it. That's why they never have debates. That's why they cheat to win elections. That's why they lie on mainstream news to get you over to their side. And I'm just done, man. I'm done pointing it out, okay? I mean, I can only come on here and say a spade is a spade so many times before I go absolutely crazy. And I'm really on the verge. Because this is just ridiculous. So, I mean, look, suspend immigration. That's great, President Trump. We need, look, I mean, this is so simple. Like, you can have an IQ as low as a Maggie Haberman or a Jennifer Rubin, like a next to nothing IQ that these people have. And it's still simple. Reopen the economy. Investigate the World Health Organization and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Investigate everybody involved. And start investigating the people involved with the Russian collusion hoax, which is now being blown wide open, by the way. Like, more disclosure is coming from this than ever before, and it's being totally ignored. Why? Because of the coronavirus. How convenient. No, people need to be arrested. We need to have worldwide military tribunals investigating China and the Wuhan Institute of Virology and anybody involved with it, including Barack Obama. And we need to start seeing the death penalty. Maybe that's the leap I have to take here on air. Because, folks, I got all this news in front of me that I want to cover. But, again, I can call a spade all day long. I can tell you the reality. I can give you all the information. I can make you as informed as possible. But, no, I mean, I've got nothing left to lose other than my life. It's time for the death penalty, folks. I'm done sugarcoating it. I'm done playing patty cake. I'm done being politically correct. I'm done feeling the pressure. I'm done. I want the death penalty for traitors to this country. I want whatever the U.S. code is for treason, I want it enforced now. It's so frustrating. Because here we go again. President Trump is back on the podium talking about coronavirus and the response and the new aid. I'm done, okay, President Trump? We're done. This is enough of this. You're fueling their fire by doing this. And if you're afraid of the mainstream media or the response from the Democrats and all this stuff, it doesn't matter anymore. They are doing it anyway. It doesn't matter what you do. They're going to do what they do. You have to go on the attack full out. I'm just sick, folks. I'm just fed up, man. I can't even get into the news because I'm just done, man. I'm just done. And I don't understand how I have to sit here and do this and the president does nothing. All right. I'm going to come back from this break and I'm really going to get into this news. I'm going to try to get out of my own head and just do the newsman thing and just cover this news. But I'm just telling you, folks, I'm fed up. I'm done. I want the death penalty for all traitors against this country. I want them all dead. I want them all dead. Okay? That's it. Write your hit pieces. Write your stories. Say how I'm insane. I don't care. Your words mean nothing to me. It's just a joke. Like, oh my gosh, a news host called for the death penalty for traitors. That's extreme. Oh, that's extreme? You're out here carrying water for the Chinese communists that murder and imprison millions of people. You're out here lying about the spread of the coronavirus and its origin. You're out here killing free speech. You're out here killing America. That's extreme. That's extreme. I'm responding to extreme attacks on me and my future and my planet. Yeah, I'm responding to that extremism with a little bit of extremism. You know why? Because if you don't match it with extremism, you die. You die. What is it? What is the first thing a sports coach? What is the first thing a sports coach will tell his team during a timeout when they're getting beat up and down the basketball court or the soccer pitch or the football field? What is the first thing a coach says? You need to match their energy level. You need to match their energy level. Folks, we're not even on the scale of these people. Yeah, we're organizing a bunch of rallies. Yeah, America's waking up. This is not even close to the response that is warranted, folks. We're talking about man-made viruses? We're talking about attacks on free speech? We're talking about intellectual property being stolen? We're talking about our elections being stolen? We're talking about our money being stolen? And I'm the bad guy for responding with extremism to that? No. No. If we don't respond with extremism, America will die. And see, people realize that, but we're good people. We're God-fearing people. We're not violent people. We're not violent revolutionaries. We're not. We're logical people. We're peaceful people. We're common sense people. We're caring people. We're loving people. And we just want the world to do the right thing, and we expect people will do the right thing with the information. But folks, we, even I, as much as I deal with it and cover it and report it, we don't even understand the level of evil that we're dealing with. All we see is the side effects. All we see is the symptoms. All we see is the results. But where these people have to go in their own minds psychologically to carry these things out like man-made viruses, folks, really, this came from a wet market in China? Well, why is it so contagious? Why is it spliced in with the HIV, which is meant to do that so it literally attacks men's fertility? This is a designer virus meant to kill human fertility. And we're sitting here. I mean, folks, you want to know the truth? The proper response to this virus is not to go in your house and hide away. The proper response is to grab your gun, grab your ammo, and find out who was responsible for making it. But you see, we're so controlled, we're so cucked that we just accept what the establishment tells us and we go home and we sit down and we shut up and we allow worldwide criminal cabals to literally murder us with bioweapons. And I elected a president to go after these people. But you know what? President Trump, you said you'd lock Hillary Clinton up, but guess what? Hillary Clinton is now plundering money from Puerto Rico, and all of your supporters are being forced to shelter in place. This does not work.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
maintain my cool here, folks, but I really just am at a wit's end. I'm just done. I have no more tolerance for any of this. And I don't want to attack President Trump. Believe me, I was stumping for Trump in the streets before most Trump supporters even woke up out of bed. So it's not about my loyalty to Trump. It's about my loyalty to reality and not having confirmation bias because I want Trump to be everything we imagined. It's like with the whole Q thing. Like, hey, I want Q to be real. I want all these people to be arrested and hung in a public square for the kidnapping and raping of children. But if I just sit here and rely on someone else to do the job, it's not going to get done. It's that old saying, folks. You want to get something done, you got to do it yourself. Now, I'm not saying to get violent. I'm just saying we can sit here and point out the corruption as long as the day is long. But, you know, nothing is changing. It's getting worse. I'm just at a stalemate, folks, because it's just the corruption, the criminal activity, the crimes against America, the lies, all of it, the propaganda is just full tilt in your face. And the fact that we don't have more of a will and an instinct to fight it is really depressing. And so maybe that's what it is. It's like I'm up here trying to straw man, tough man, because I just see the lack of the will and instinct in the fellow man. And it's just pathetic. It's just pathetic we let this go on. I mean, this is like, you know, the whole trend of cuckolding, you know, letting other guys sleep with your wife. I mean, this is like 10 times worse than that, but it's the same. Just sitting down and just taking it. All right. Folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how it's all possible. Now, we have high-quality, storable food still available for you at InfoWarsStore.com, one of the last places you can still get your orders processed. And we're not just telling you we have it. We do have the supply. You notice that we stopped taking orders. Well, we didn't have the supply. We have the supply back. One of the few places that still has supply. Other places are taking orders without supply. We've got the supply. We're still taking orders on storable food, emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, it's obvious. You know why you need it. And so that's why people are buying it up and it's in short supply, but we still have the supply at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. Emergency food supplies, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we've got some clips of the president. Let's go first to the president on his executive order to stop immigration to the United States.
Thank you, Mr. President. That wasn't a nice question, actually.
It's a good question, too.
So the noble fight against the invisible enemy has inflicted a steep toll on the American workforce. As we all know, millions of Americans sacrificed their jobs in order to battle the virus and save the lives of our fellow citizens. We have a solemn duty to ensure these unemployed Americans regain their jobs and their livelihoods. Therefore, in order to protect American workers, I will be issuing a temporary suspension of immigration into the United States. You heard about that last night. By pausing immigration, we'll help put unemployed Americans first in line for jobs as America reopens.
And so, folks, this is the key. Now, again, this is why I get so mad here on air dealing with these lying, dirty, demon Democrats, because they say racist, 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 and then they say, oh, the American worker, the American worker. The Democrats are killing the American worker financially. And then they do this whole thing, oh, my gosh, you want to reopen the economy. You're putting a paycheck over someone's life. What about all the suicides that are happening right now? What about all the people that are starving? What about all the people whose livelihoods are being destroyed forever? Their grandchildren will suffer because of this. What about them? See, it's not about anything other than their agenda to destroy America, folks. That's it. That's the entire Democrat agenda. Everything they say, everything that they do. Nothing has to line up. Nothing has to have common sense. Nothing has to have logic. It's all get America, get Trump, kill America, destroy America. That's it. Everything they damn do. See, and it's just, I just know it. So they're just such frauds. Oh, we care about the American worker as soon as the election's around the corner. And then the American worker is suffering and dying. And they say, quit putting a paycheck over someone's life. I just need to stop. Let's go to the next clip. President Trump. This is so key. Again, like President Trump says things and you're just like, so, I cheered him on. I give him a standing ovation on with half that. I did it earlier today. This is one of those things that Trump says and you're just like, hallelujah, somebody said it. Folks, Harvard got billions of dollars in stimulus money. They have billions of dollars in an endowment. They're laying off staff. And President Trump called it out today.
Money in this. Are you going to be asking? You're going to ask them to return that money.
Yep.
Yeah, I would know.
Harvard's going to pay back the money. And they shouldn't be taking it.
So why'd they even get it?
It's going to. You have a number of, I'm not going to mention any other names, but when I saw Harvard, they have one of the largest endowments anywhere in the country, maybe in the world, I guess. And they're going to pay back that money.
Why did they even get it? I mean, it's folks, it's stupid. I mean, that's stupid. Why did Harvard even get the money? And they got the money, and now we're signing new stimulus packages. I mean, we're a joke, man. Seriously, if this country wasn't so dead inside, there would be tens of thousands of people rallying and quite frankly, rioting outside of Harvard. Harvard scientists smuggling biological material to China? Harvard with billions of dollars in endowments, laying off staff? Harvard getting billions in stimulus, firing staff? Yeah. Am I calling for riots at Harvard? No. But if they were happening, would they be justified? Yeah. Here, let's go to this bitch, Ayanna Pressley. Just play her. I'm going to try not to explode. Just play her.
So far as I'm concerned, what's happening with this administration, it's akin to war crimes. Criminal negligence, science denials, a sluggish response. And so we find ourselves in the position of playing catch up in the midst of a pandemic, which is the last place that you want to be in the midst of any public health crisis, certainly not a pandemic, is working from behind. And we just have to reject any calls for a return to normal.
Oh, I'm so mad right now. I can't even respond to this. I'm censoring myself right now, folks, because everything I want to say is just not good, but it's how I feel. And I just can't believe it, man. And I know I'm not alone, but these people are never going to stop until, well, you know. And as the producer Scott was pointing out while that clip was playing in my ear, the Democrats were put in charge of, they even formed a committee to decide where all the financial money is going for the stimulus package, an oversight deal. So the Democrats have failed again, or they succeeded in enriching themselves. That's what they normally do.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget this Saturday at the Texas State Capitol in Austin, Texas, You Can't Close America Rally 2. Obviously, yours truly will be present and others. Hint, hint, wink, wink from Infowars.com. We'll be there. And then we have the website so that you can go and find information about local protests in your area too. In fact, guys, what is that website?
Is it can'tcloseamerica.com that we have here? So we've got information coming up. Rallies in Alabama. Rallies in California. Rallies in Wisconsin. And you can go get and share information there at that site, can'tcloseamerica.com. And I will see you in Austin, Texas this Saturday. All right, let's go to a couple more of these clips here. Let's look at this video, powerful video put together, just showing Nancy Pelosi's total disdain and disconnection with the average American while she flaunts her exorbitant wealth and laughs at you as you go broke. Clip 10.
$350 billion fund to help small. We turn now to that $350 billion fund to help small businesses and its workers get through the shutdown.
It will be up to Congress to restock it.
But Democrats blocking that move this morning.
They asked for $250 billion in 48 hours. I said, well, I don't think so. They objected, and I congratulate the Senate Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi, what are you going to share with us from your home?
Chocolate candy.
Thousands have been forced to wait for hours at food banks all across the country.
This is...
Oh my.
Chocolate, and then we have some other chocolate here. We just got it restocked, the ice cream.
You don't want to eat up everything all at one time.
I can't do it much longer. I'm trying so hard.
We're, shall we say, enjoying.
Having to admit that, yeah, we're starving, and
I like it better than anything else.
Taping this segment, there are 22 million people out.
This specific program is about stopping job losses today.
This is hurting people bad.
Other people in our family look for some other flavors, but
right now it's survival move. You don't know where that next something else is going to come from.
I don't know what I would have done if ice cream were not invented. I just wonder.
Yeah, no, somebody was saying there was a strange connection with that ice cream, but we won't go there. You can look into that for yourself. No, it's all right. It's all right. I'm flopping around like a fish out of water right now, just trying to laser beam everything, but we'll just move on. You want an idea of what is really going through the Democrats' minds? Listen to the treasonous Representative Jayapal telling you exactly what's on their minds during this coronavirus.
We don't know what's in the package yet. We only know what's been reported. But I think what you're hearing from all of us on the call is that we have real concerns about giving away leverage now without getting some of the priorities that we need.
Leverage. It's all about leverage. It's all about political leverage, folks. She just told you everything that goes on behind closed doors of the Democrat Party. They don't care about you. They don't care about your family. They don't care about reality. They don't care about America. All they care about is political leverage. And that's all they're doing with this coronavirus, is using it as political leverage. And it makes me sick. It makes me outraged. I yesterday I was sorry because I was screaming, yelling. Today I'm sorry because I just can't even be effective, quite frankly. I'm so sick of these people, man. I have such a desire for these people to see justice and to see the wrath of the American people that they deserve. I mean, I got clips of MSNBC calling these rallies racist Nazi rallies. I mean, well, you know what? Again, like, let's go. Like, come on, call me a Nazi to my face, punk. I'm done with this crap, man. Let's just play another clip. Let's just play the clip. Let's just hear MSNBC calling us all racist Nazis.
The Confederate, making it real clear by waving the Confederate flags too. They're not like hiding. Yeah. It's not like they're hiding it under a bushel. You know, Dave Zirin, they should, it would almost be sort of more direct and open to just go out and chant, let us infect you. Let us infect you. Because that's what they're saying. They're saying we're in a bunch. We're not social distancing. We could be passing this virus around just among us.
Oh,
right,
but we're
here.
Not,
now,
you
let
bitch.
Us come back to work and infect y'all. It's a strange sort of civil rights-ish movement, if that's what they think it is, but
it is civil rights
to extend. And you were writing about this week, Dave.
Oh, but it's not civil rights if conservatives do it.
Because WWE is an essential business because people can't watch sports.
Yeah,
No, they've gone from all lives matter to no lives matter. These folks are, let's be honest about what they are. They are the Fox News Nazi Confederate death cult rump of the Republican Party.
See, turn them off. You see, like, and how am I supposed to respond to that? Because I'm not allowed to respond to that. But, like, I mean, seriously, like, are we just supposed to castrate ourselves to this? Should I just put my penis and testicles on the table here and just chop them off? No, I'm serious. This is ridiculous. I want to kick that guy's ass. I'm sorry, folks. I just can't take this anymore. Let's roll clip 9. These are the apparent Nazis they're talking about.
We don't want your stimulus. We want you to go to work.
As calls to reopen the economy grow louder, protests are popping up across the country, including here in Oklahoma. Some people who are ready for businesses to reopen rallied in downtown Tulsa today from the safety of their cars. Two Works for You's Vincent Hill was there and brings us both sides of this heated debate.
Open Oklahoma. Let people go back to work. It's time. Please.
Open Oklahoma!
Cars circled Tulsa City Hall, practicing social distancing. A drive-by rally asking leaders to reopen Oklahoma for business. Organizers like Lori Gracie say the time is now.
Governor Stitt, trust your people. We've done what you asked. We're safer at home. We social distance.
She says precautions state and local leaders have called for have affected her 93-year-old dad, who suffers from dementia.
So my father doesn't understand why he gets up in the morning and he can't go see his friends. He doesn't understand why he has to stay in the house all the time.
Another senior says she's also ready for Oklahoma to get back to work. The coronavirus pandemic cost 77-year-old Donna Beekman her job of 25 years.
They laid me and three other ladies off across the different offices, and they cut back our home office staff to 32 hours a week.
When you get COVID-19, please.
There are many people, though, who say it's too soon to get back to business as usual.
There shouldn't be a price tag on a life. And everybody out here protesting that's not wearing their mask and saying open up these businesses, they're putting their paycheck over somebody's life.
Meanwhile, this woman doesn't have a mask on. I mean, this is a joke. Turn it off. This is such a joke, man. Stay home, then. Stay home, you wuss. Stay home, candy ass. They're the ones putting a price tag on life. Seriously, like, oh my gosh, I want to live life. Oh, you just put a price tag on life. What? I just said I want to live life. I just said I want to work. I just said I want to go back and go to a gym or a bar or a restaurant or the beach. You just put a price tag on life. Oh my gosh, you're so cold. You're so callous. You hate people. Ew. Folks, I think you know where I'm at. I'm done with these people, okay? I mean, these people have been spoiling for a fight for about 20, my whole damn life. I'm 30 years old. You've been asking to fight your whole life. I'm ready to give it to you, man. Like, I'm ready to lay it all at your doorstep.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Join me at Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Trump, you know our wings will make you happy. Trumpy, you know our wings.
Oh my gosh, the crew is trying to cheer me up. Okay, well, you guys made me laugh. I'll give you that. I'm not in any more of a cheery mood, though. All right, pull old chicken Trump down. By the way, folks, you know, this is so ridiculous. Trump is up here getting heckled at his task force press conference. They're saying, aren't you just suspending immigration as part of your campaign promise? I mean, do you understand how vitriolic these people are? Folks, they're telling you to completely sacrifice your way of life, your country, and your future, and all your civil rights. That's all they ask. What's the big deal? We just want you to sacrifice your way of life, your paycheck, your job, your family, your future, your civil rights. We just want you to sacrifice everything. That's all.
don't stop immigration. So Americans literally have to sacrifice everything in the name of stopping coronavirus, but not immigration. All right, I'm going to try to do a news blitz here, but man, I'm at wit's end. And I just wish these people would put their money where their mouth is. And let's just come out and say what you really mean, Democrats. You hate this country. You're at war with this country. You want this country to die. Come out and say it so that America can finally respond to who it is you really are. But you see, they'll never do that because they know they haven't taken all your guns yet. Now, I'm going to try to do this news blitz. The sweatshops in China are still open, and now they're making masks. Governor Gavin Newsom, secret $1 billion mask deal with Chinese. Uh-oh. U.S. university stops using Chinese testing kits after some found to be contaminated. And then they found out the same thing with the masks. But leave it to Governor Newsom to do a $1 billion deal for that. And they're all made in Chinese sweatshops that are still working, but you're not. And even though China lied about it and covered it up, and the World Health Organization did too, it's all Trump's fault. Missouri sues Chinese Communist Party for billions of dollars in coronavirus cost. Hallelujah. Where are the rest of the states and the federal government following suit? It's ridiculous. Testicles may make men more vulnerable to coronavirus. Well, Michelle Obama may want to stay in isolation then. Chinese doctors critically ill with COVID-19 wake up with darkened skin. Now, look, folks, I'm going to come out as the ultimate conspiracy theory here, but I'm just going to be honest. I don't trust this one bit. This literally looks like they put makeup on these doctors' faces. And all the people that are seeing this are saying, wait a second, this doesn't add up. An attack on your liver doesn't equal darkened skin. And then you see their faces and it looks like total makeup job. So just be ready for this story to leak out to put you in more fear. But I don't know if I would trust it is all I can say. I mean, what do you think, crew? Notice how this is a makeup job. You know what? I'm not hedging. Total makeup job. Fake news. Look at their hand. Their hand is still the normal color. They don't even go full on the job. But you know what the funny thing is? Everyone in the media is such a coward that they won't even say it. They're so afraid of their own shadow. They're so afraid of being called a conspiracy theorist that they won't even say it, even though clearly they've been painted in blackface and their hands are still white. Fine, I'll be the only one that has the balls to say it. They're faking it. Folks, they wouldn't let this leak out of China if it was real. They made the damn virus. This is a makeup job. Oh, I can't even believe it, man. Oh, some gallows humor here. Yeah, guys, here, let's put Owen Schroyer in blackface and say he got coronavirus. I mean, come on, man. What the hell is going on, dude? 5G towers causing plants to die. I mean, it's just hilarious. This is such a, we are in the clown world. I guess I must have taken my honk pill during the break because I'm cool with all of it now. Let's blame Trump for everything. Oh my gosh, my throat's a little scratchy because I've been yelling today. Damn it, Trump. It actually is his fault because he's not doing anything. I shouldn't say that. Virus turns off the beer taps as Munich cancels Oktoberfest. You know, 5 months out. Yeah, let's just cancel it. Okay. Here's one for you. They're now saying that the NCAA football season may not be able to start till spring. Normally starts in September. But wait a second. How do you have college sports if school isn't in session? Oh my gosh. If this becomes the thing that finally ends the corruption of the NCAA,
Folks, the NCAA and Mark Emmert should have been shut down years ago. If this is what does it to the NCAA, folks, they're talking about doing college sports without school being in session. Why would they do that? Because it's just a profit machine. Athletes first. Give me a break. Anyone who's been to a major college that knew athletes like I did know it's athletics first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. So what about school? What? What is school? Shut up. Get back on the field. Seriously, that's how it is. They don't even take tests half the time. They get gifted cars, but they can't get a dime from the university because then the university would go broke, apparently. Which they're all in debt, ironically enough, but the NCAA is making billions. Just more stimulus, stimulus, stimulus. By the way, that oversight committee that the Democrats pushed for in the stimulus rollout, it's non-existent. It doesn't even work. So just more Democrats. So, but here's what happened. Guess what? All the Democrats on that committee just got a pay raise. They just got a bonus. I mean, folks, I'm so fed up at this point. These people are robbing you blind, taking your rights, taking your First Amendment, taking your Second Amendment, telling you to die with the economy, and we're just sitting here taking it. More stimulus, stimulus, stimulus. But nobody gets a dime, but the Democrats enrich themselves. Harvard enriches itself. Oh, I love this one. Coronavirus taking emotional, physical toll on doctors. I've never spent so much time crying. Oh, you mean like that anti-Trump crybaby who quit her job as a nurse? Oh, you mean like all the nurses and doctors organizing dance routine videos? Here's breaking news out of China. China, for the first time ever, is recognizing that the Tiananmen Square tank man is real, saying that the male nurse standing in front of the protesters to reopen the economy was the new tank man of the U.S. But wait a second. According to Chinese media and the Chinese state, there was never the Tiananmen Square tank man. Oops. Oops. COVID-19 survivor Chris Cuomo and CNN pretend he just left his basement. I mean, folks, everything CNN says is fake. You just had Richard Grenell call out CNN for printing an on its face fake news story. Chris Cuomo was out on Easter heckling his neighbors, literally. And then they pretend like he just came out of quarantine on CNN when everybody saw the video of him walking on Easter. They think you're stupid. Oh, I love this one. Coronavirus sparks rise in anti-Semitic sentiment. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Jews have to complain now, too, that they're facing discrimination. This is just more BS. By the way, the real Jews facing discrimination are the ones that want to have weddings and funerals and not get vaccinated. It has nothing to do with coronavirus, except that they're fighting all the tyranny coming with coronavirus. But then they say, oh, this is more anti-Semitism from Trump and his base. It's the exact opposite. It's the Democrats wanting to force Jews to vaccinate and stop them from having weddings and services. But you notice there's only two. The Jews and Anthony Fauci are the only two people or entities or groups of people ever to have legislation written up that says you cannot attack them verbally. All right, folks, it's coming out. Joe Biden says he'd love to have Michelle Obama as his VP. Do you realize what that means, folks? Look, everybody knows Joe Biden's not going to make it to be the president of the United States. So that's basically just giving it to Michelle Obama, which is what they would want. All right, folks. And then I didn't get to this stack of news. Just all the protests coming up this weekend. People are now getting fined for reopening. A restaurant owner in Wisconsin is going to reopen his pub despite the stay-at-home order. That's Jackson's Blue Ribbon Pub in Wisconsin. Go buy a cold, frosty one from Jackson's Pub in Wisconsin. That does it. I may be back tomorrow.